Todd. Thank you very much. The pollen count must be extremely high this morning because I have a box of Kleenex that I've used about halfway. So we're rocking and rolling on this Thursday morning. Grateful to be with you. 510 at WFMD 54 on top of Grove Hill Road. We have 53 in Urbana, 51 in Thurmont, Yellow Springs, and Brunswick. And you're now inside the Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express right here on News Radio 930 WFMD and WFMD.com.
Have you decided yet?
So have you decided yet?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about...
What day is it?
Thursday. Is Thursday okay?
How about Thursday?
Thursday.
Great. It's decided.
That's classic decided.
Wait, what just happened?
Early weekend?
It's a great idea.
It's just Thursday.
Hey, don't rain on my parade.
Have a great day.
Showtime.
3, 2, 1.
It's showtime.
That's great.
This is ridiculous.
Right now.
Ooh.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Let's do it.
Hit it.
Welcome inside the Morning News Express 511. So good to see you. Grateful to be with you on this Thursday, May 12, 2022. And we are nearing the end of another week. Man, 132 days into the year, just 233 days left in it. Let's get it. It is the Morning News Express. I'm your humble host, Ryan Hedrick, guiding you through another day. The morning mayor checking in at 6:10. We have the brew of the week, Mary Jean, stopping by the studio after 7 o'clock to tell you all about that. Diana Gibson overseeing your commute. Nate Saunders with award-winning news from our award-winning newsroom throughout the morning. And, of course, Chris Murray at 5:50, 6:50, and 7:50. It baffles me that inflation is 8.3% this morning. You're paying more for bacon, eggs, groceries in general, gas, and our fearless leader, our coward of a president, Joe Biden, refusing to take any responsibility. And it's interesting the messaging that they're using from the White House more and more. MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. I hope they know that MAGA means make America great again, not bad again. Anyway, coming up on 5:13 at WFMD, what happened to the Cavs last night? Man, they blew a 3-goal lead, and they're now down in their best of 7 series. We'll tell you all about that. And the Orioles were returned to their normal state last night in St. Louis. We'll get into all of that if you'd like to check in with us on social media, 301-694-9363. That's the text line. And then social media, of course, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all at 930 WFMD, at 930 WFMD, the Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express from the cozy confines of the WFMD studios perched high up top Grove Hill Road in the beautiful city of Frederick. And welcome to Thursday morning, 5:13. We will check sports next.
930 WFMB Sports Update.
All right, as I teased at the beginning of the show, the Washington Capitals are now down 3-2 in their best of 7 series with the Florida Panthers, the number one overall seed in the NHL playoffs, thanks to Carter Verhaeghe. He set a postseason record with a 5-point night. And the Panthers escaped a 3-goal deficit. And again, the Caps losing 5-3. Elsewhere in the NHL playoffs, the Penguins could have closed the Rangers out, but they failed to do so. The Rangers' high-octane offense scoring 3 goals in the second period and route to a 5-3 victory. That series now in Pittsburgh's favor, still 3-2. Elsewhere, another NHL playoff game, the Flames beating the Stars. And that series 3-2 with Calgary leading. In the NBA playoffs, the Grizzlies destroying the Wizards, Warriors 134-95. That's sports at 5:16. And welcome Welcome inside the top five at five, the five hottest stories in America as chosen by yours truly. It is 521 on WFMD, and let's get right to it. A report on inflation Wednesday came in worse than feared. Fox's Trace Gallagher has more.
It's a case of good news, bad news, and more bad news. The good news is that consumer prices went down from 8.5% to 8.3%. The bad news is that prices were expected to drop to 8.1%. And the more bad news is the only reason inflation dropped even slightly in April is because gas prices were down. But gas prices are now back at record highs, so the inflation numbers are already outdated.
The numbers also showed a bigger increase than expected, and prices outside food and gasoline, something economists call core inflation, which can be more predictive of future trends. WFMD time is 5:22. Now we're talking about a wildfire that erupted Wednesday afternoon in coastal Southern California, torching rows of multi-million dollar mansions. Brian Fennessy, chief of the Orange County Fire Authority, spoke to reporters on Wednesday evening.
The focus is to get into these homes, to really take a look at those attics, to get down in the vegetation, to really make sure that we're not leaving any hot embers in place so that when the wind does pick up again tomorrow, that we've missed anything and we have, you know, a rekindle.
I can tell you, living in Southern California, those what they call Santa Ana winds are nothing to play with, and they are wreaking havoc right now. The fire is 0% contained. Fennessy said at least 20 homes were destroyed as the wildfire spread to some 200 acres, driven by wild gusts and fueled by dry brush. No injuries were reported, but several streets were ordered evacuated. 5:23 is your WFMD time. You're listening to the top five at five. Thank you for checking, and nice to see you. Colorado Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot traded blows on Twitter this week after the mayor said a possible Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade could lead to the undoing of LGBTQ rights and warned her to call the arms. Boebert and Lightfoot then went on to accuse each other of supporting insurrection. The congresswoman spoke to Fox's Sean Hannity about it Wednesday evening.
Her city is a war zone. Her people are suffering. Businesses are fleeing. Little Lori needs to get off Twitter and make Chicago safe again.
Little Lori needs to get off of Twitter. That's classic. Abortion rights protests appeared across the country after leaked Supreme Court documents signaled the possible repeal of Roe v. Wade precedent. The court says the opinion was a draft and not final, and a decision would be announced this summer. WFMD time is 5:24. This summer, man, that does not sit well with me. That brings back the summer of love that we experienced in 2020 with the burning and looting of major cities. So we will see. Now we go to supply chain issues. Big, big, big story here. Supply chain issues, safety recalls, and panic buying are all contributing to the baby formula shortage. Fox's John Suri in Los Angeles with more on how it's affecting mothers across the country.
Baby formula is increasingly hard to find on shelves or online, so much so that some parents are seeking to trade formula for diapers or making the decision instead to breastfeed if they are able. According to the retail tracking company DataSembly, the out-of-stock rate for baby formula shot up to 43% this month, compared to just under 5% last May. Almost every state in the country is feeling the pinch, but among those with the worst shortages over the past month are Washington, Montana, Texas, Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, and Rhode Island.
The White House says the baby formula shortage is a top priority, but it's unclear exactly who in the administration is tackling the issue. Certainly not Kamala Harris, right? She's not capable of tackling anything. We haven't even seen her in the public in a couple of weeks since she came back from her COVID virus. 5:25, coming up on 5:26 here on WFMD. House Republicans plan on defunding the DHS Disinformation Governance Board because they think it's bad for free speech. Fox's David Spunt has more from Capitol Hill.
Rolled out by the Department of Homeland Security late last month, the board is supposed to stop misinformation flowing in from China, Russia, and south of the border. Republicans don't buy it. Critics also have a problem with the board's new director. Nina Jankowicz worked as a disinformation expert at a D.C. think tank before coming on to lead the group. Her online presence is vast, with past comments from criticizing the Hunter Biden laptop as a Trump campaign product to videos of her singing about misinformation. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is behind the bill to defund the board.
Unbelievable. The disinformation board. That's what your government is spending your tax dollars on. 526 is your news time. The White House is defending its effort to fight discrimination, saying it's a continuation of the work of former President Donald Trump. As we come up on 527, now we go to Milwaukee Brewers star who had a performance for the record books Wednesday.
Hitting for the cycle is hard enough for any MLB slugger, but try doing it three times in your career.
And that is blocked off the
You gotta go.
Christian,
you gotta go. Yes.
Cycle
you gotta go.
To second. You gotta go. He's gonna go.
He's got it.
Triple City.
Audio courtesy of YouTube, Christian Yelich's ninth inning triple completing the cycle Wednesday, a ground rule double in the first, homer in the third, and single in the fifth to become just the sixth MLB player since 1901 to pull off the feat three times, tying the major league record. The Milwaukee Brewers would fall to the Cincinnati Reds, though, 14-11, but Yelich did also become the first player in the majors to hit for the cycle three times against the same team. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Incredible, and I think we have time to squeeze in one more story. Lottery prize payments temporarily suspended after an error on the Mega Millions winning numbers.
It was a typical Tuesday night TV broadcast where it was time for the Mega Millions numbers to be drawn to see if there was a winner of an $86 million jackpot. As winning numbers on the balls popped up, announcer John Crow did the honors.
Now for the gold Mega Ball, that is 6. Again, tonight's winning numbers are 15, 19, 70, 61, 20, and the gold Mega Ball is 6.
Wait a second, that was actually a 9 on that gold Mega Ball, not a 6. Players are now advised to hold on to their tickets until the issue is resolved. The odds of winning a Mega Millions jackpot are over 1 in 300 million, according to the game's website. John Saucier, Fox News.
Can you imagine if you had a 6 and it was really a 9? Heartbreak City. It is the Morning News Express in the top 5 at 5. Thank you for checking in on this Thursday morning, May 12th, 2022, right here on News Radio 930 WFMD and WFMD.com.
930 WFMD, business update.
And it's time to check in with Chris Murray, the president of Murray Financial Group in downtown Frederick and the host of Your Financial Editor, a show you can hear on Saturdays right here on WFMD. And Chris, very good morning to you, sir. Markets closing lower on hump day Wednesday.
Yeah, good morning, Ryan. Unfortunately, they did close lower. We were looking good earlier in the morning, and then the CPI report came out, and everything literally just reversed. So at the close yesterday, the Dow was down 326 points, the S&P 500 down 65, and the NASDAQ, rough day, down 337 points, almost 3.25% to the downside there.
Yeah, Chris, let's talk about mortgage application data, which kind of increased last week. That's always a good thing, right?
It is a good thing, yeah. We got that information from the Mortgage Bankers Association, their weekly report, and U.S. mortgage applications increased 2% from 1 week earlier. So even though interest rates hit their highest 5.53% since 2009 as far as the mortgage goes, you still saw some activity. So it was nice to see that buyers continue to try to push through those higher rates.
Meanwhile, Chris, let's go back to inflation real quick. Obviously a hot topic. We've been talking about it for months. But, I mean, Joe Biden's resistance to take any responsibility for inflation continues to be a talking point for the right. And, of course, you know, we're seeing the pain at the pump today. I drove past the local gas station at the bottom of the hill, $4.45. And, Chris, there's just no end in sight.
Yeah, unfortunately, gas prices continue to rise. Also, those diesel prices, which if you have anything, a trucker brought that to you. That's what moves everything across the country. So those costs are going up and will have to be passed on. And we're not even in the so-called busy driving season as we get closer to, you know, people going on vacations and doing different things. So this is really, really hard for a lot of people. And it can't be said enough. I mean, some people really are feeling pain and a lot of damage is being done to their finances, you know, folks that are just working class people, also especially the lower class folks out there and poor people. This is just terrible.
Yeah, and people might only take one vacation a year, and it might come during the summer, and they've been saving up for the vacation this whole year, and their savings are going to be eaten up trying to overcompensate for actually just getting to the location, let alone going there and enjoying themselves.
Yeah, you're right. It's not just getting there, because when you do and you want to go out and get something to eat, well, all of those costs are up as well. Mm-hmm. If you're thinking about, you know, flying somewhere, boy, those costs have really jumped. So, yeah, this is really a bad situation, and it's self-induced. That makes it even worse and more frustrating.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It seems like it's being done intentionally. We're talking to Chris Murray at 5:54 here on WFMD. Chris, oil inventory data could have been better.
Yeah, and again, you know, we look at these gas and diesel prices, and we know what's coming out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve every day. But we look, and our crude oil is 13%. That's the you know, the inventory is 13% below the 5-year average for this time of year. You look at gasoline; it's 5% lower. Distillates or diesel fuel inventories are 23% below the 5-year average. So, you know, why they're doing something as ridiculous as taking oil out of the strategic reserve instead of turning on all of our opportunities right here, it really makes you scratch your head.
It sure does, Chris. What are you watching today?
We have initial jobless claims and the PPI, the producer price index. Mm-hmm. That's that wholesale level of inflation.
All right, Chris, thank you very much, and we'll do it all over again when the morning mayor checks in after 6:50. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Ryan.
Chris Murray, the president of Murray Financial Group in downtown Frederick, and the host of Your Financial Editor, checking in with the business update, his first of the morning.